Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The Russian Defense Ministry has confirmed that its forces are being moved out of the city of Kherson in southern Ukraine to take up positions on the opposite side of the Dnipro River. In a daily briefing to journalists, a Russian Defense Ministry spokesperson acknowledged that the redeployment was taking place but did not use the word withdrawal, opting instead to describe what's happening as a maneuver. Kherson is the only regional capital Russian forces have captured since the invasion began. We can talk now to ABC News correspondent James Longman, who, James, I believe you're just north of Kherson, speaking to us at the moment, and welcome to the programme, and thanks for taking time to talk to us. Now, I don't think there's independent evidence been offered by the Russians that this operation is taking place, so what's known about what is happening?
Well, we've been speaking and we've been with the Ukrainian forces on the outskirts of Kherson as they've been pushing towards the city. This has happened because, let's face it, the Ukrainians have kept up the pressure these last weeks and months, and the Russians haven't been able to sustain a response. And the Ukrainian forces that have with us have told us that they've now moved into villages and towns around Kherson city and found Russian troops leaving their positions. So it looks as though it is happening. It's very difficult to know. It's always been difficult to know what's truly happening inside Kherson. There does seem to be a significant troop presence there. Quite what it's for, no one yet knows. Certainly the Ukrainians are skeptical. They say, look, we have to see it to believe it.
And the Ukrainians then are probing very cautiously and fairly slowly closer into the city and its suburbs.
That's right. Look, you know, I've covered this war now most of the year, and every time Russians leave a place, they booby trap it. There are mines, so that's a consideration. But the larger strategy here, President Zelensky has warned about, saying, "Look, this could be a trap. This could be Russians tempting us into Kherson, laying a trap for us, and then attacking." So no one's resting on their laurels. Everyone is watching to see what exactly it is that Russia does. Look, Vladimir Putin is a dangerous man when he's cornered, and this is humiliating for him. There is a very important dam in the region, not far from Kherson. There have been warnings that the Russians could do something to that dam. That would flood the region. That could cause massive damage and massive casualties. And so that remains, I think, for the Ukrainians, a distinct threat. So yes, they're very cautious about this. But the fact that Russians and the commander, Sorovkin, had to say that this is a difficult decision, that they're moving out of the city, there's no way to hide that this is an embarrassment for Russia. They had banners up in that city saying Russia is here forever. Well, no more.
Would you put any credence at all, James, in some of the reports, unverified, of course, that there may have been a deal here between the Ukrainians and the Russians to allow this withdrawal?
Look, it's very hard to know what happens on the ground in any one place. I think the level of mistrust between the two sides is intense. I think that in order to get out, the Russians need to be able to cross certain bridges. They probably need the word of the Ukrainians that they're not going to bomb them as they leave. So there will be some kind of withdrawal that has to be managed. I wouldn't go so far as calling it a deal. It might be on the ground a military maneuver that just has to make everyone happy. But don't forget, the Russians will now sit on the other side of the Dnipro River. That means that they've left Kherson, but the city remains in their sights. It could remain a target for their artillery. So it's still a precarious situation.
James Longman of ABC News, thank you very much for talking to us.